Let's go south of the border, speak to our American friends in Washington State. I have lots of friends and family down there. How do they feel about what's going on between our two countries? My guest is Senator Drew McEwen. Senator McEwen represents the Republican Party in the Washington State Senate, where he represents the 35th District. And I'm very pleased to welcome him to the show. Senator, thank you very much for coming on today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. And I love your bumper music there. Cheers to a great Canadian rock band there in Rush.
There you go. There's something we can all get behind together, no matter what side of the border we're on, right? We all love Rush. Okay, one of my favorite groups too. Okay. All right, Senator, where do you stand on this tariff business here? We got the president had threatened us with this 25% tariff and went down to the wire yesterday before he hit the pause button. Do you support what the president's doing here?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think we'd all take our own approach if we were in the sitting in the chair, right? And he's the one that's doing it. And I think, you know, I understand the reasoning why, and maybe is his approach different than what I would do if I were president? Sure. But at the same time, he's taking drastic action. He was given a mandate by the American people. And, you know, we do have a serious issue with the fentanyl issue, with the trade deficits. It's a two issue item. It's the border security and it's the trade deficit. And, you know, he has a negotiating tactic that is very blunt and in one's face. And I know that that's a turnoff to many people. That's not my personal style either. But I respect the fact that he's taking bold action and what the American people said. We need to make some changes, right? And look, I don't want to have a trade war with Canada any more than you do with us. But I think what's interesting in the way that he's approached things here over the last few weeks is that it's brought people to the table where I don't think that was happening before, not at a quicker pace. So from that standpoint, I think we're going to work through this. I'm pleased that Prime Minister Trudeau and President Trump, had a lengthy conversation yesterday, hit the pause button. You guys are going to be beefing up your border security. You got $1.3 billion border plan, 10,000 frontline personnel. And I think that's an excellent start. And I think we also, though, need to look at that overall trade deficit number. You know, and it's not, we're not the only ones that have tariffs here, too, right? I mean, Canada has a 298% tariff on butter, 245% tariff on our cheese, our chicken, which we have a lot of down here, 250% tariffs. You know, so this isn't a one way thing. I think what he's trying to do is level the playing field. You know, and as Washington State, we export a lot of agriculture into Canada. We import a lot from you. You make up 30% of our lumber supply. And we have a housing crisis in our country, and so. You know, lumber is an important thing. And we're also, you know, you're buying our Boeing PA Poseidon. These are important things that we need to have happening, but we have to have a level playing field as part of that equation.
Okay, but why would you support these tariffs, though, if we're so interdependent in a lot of these areas, especially agriculture? And I know, I understand you represent a district that's got a lot of agriculture. And when you think about the Washington, British Columbia trade on agriculture, lumber, like you said, these tariffs would raise the prices on stuff for your people in Washington, right? Like, why would you support that?
Well, and again, this might not be the approach I would take if I were president, but I'm not. I'm a state senator. And look, just because I'm a Republican doesn't mean I walk lockstep with the president on every issue. And so, again, I understand where he's coming from and the issues he's trying to address. The approach he's taken is a very bold approach, right? And he's willing to have short-term, price pain for long-term results. And on a certain level, I can respect that. I think at the end of the day, what it's done is it's brought our two governments together to talk. And I think we're going to work through this and avoid that. But I think, again, part of that equation, though, is that we've got to take a more broader look at what are the tariffs in both directions. And to do that, you know, he took a step that has brought the two governments together to speak. And that's a good thing. Maybe you and I would make that approach a little bit differently. But this is the path that he's done. And I think at the end of the day, we'll work through that.
Let me play a clip here, Senator, for one of your colleagues in Washington. This is Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, and he's talking to 60 Minutes, asked about the Trump tariffs threatened against Canada and Mexico. He had an interesting response, and then I'd like to get your thoughts on it. Let's listen. Mitch McConnell.
What about tariffs against our allies?
It will drive the cost of everything up. In other words, it'll be paid for by American consumers. I mean, why would you want to get in a fight with your allies over this?
Why would you want to get in a fight over your allies? Like, I would think I can sort of more understand the tariffs against China more sure. than the tariffs against Mexico and Canada. But there you go. You got a fellow Republican there and a very senior one at that, Mitch McConnell, saying he doesn't understand this. Why are we going after our allies here?
No, and that's a very fair point. And again, I'll reiterate, I don't walk lockstep with the president just because I happen to be in the same party. But look, at the end of the day, I'm a free and fair trade guy. For me, there's two components there. You have free trade, but it's got to be fair trade as well. And coincidentally, I was a candidate for Congress in this last cycle. My Senate seat was not up. And this is one of the things, you know, this is obviously on the campaign trail that we talked about this. And I said that time and again that we have to have free trade. It's important, especially with our allies, but we got to make sure it's fair as well. And again, I think that needs to be looked at in a broader sense. And the approach that the president has taken to bring our two governments together to talk, he has succeeded in the short term in doing that. I maybe would have taken a different approach. And look, you know, we've had massive inflation, as have you guys. And, you know, over the last 5 years, and we want to reverse that. This would not be helpful. I agree completely with that. So, and I just want to be clear, I get where he's trying to get to. But it's his style and his approach and how he does these.
But isn't it his own trade deal that he's criticizing now? Like, you were talking about tariffs on butter and that kind of thing. Like, the deal that we've got now is a Canada-US-Mexico free trade agreement that Trump negotiated in his first term in office. And at the time, I remember when he negotiated that deal, basically a NAFTA 2.0, he was saying, this is the greatest deal ever. This is a wonderful deal. Now we've got Republicans like yourself and the president saying, oh, no, we don't like this deal now, but he negotiated it. Right?
Yeah, nope, that's a fair comment. And I think that, you know, but things do change. But again, part of his overall tactic with this is to also address the border issue. And this is one of the tools that he's got in order to address the border issue that we have for us on our northern and southern border. And that is another issue that that is paramount. And so for him, tariff is a tool that he's choosing to use in order to bring that issue to the forefront. And again,
Do you believe Canada, you're a senator in a border state. Do you believe Canada has been too lax on border security and fentanyl smuggling?
I'm not an expert on the northern border, much less the southern border. But what I do know is that it's pouring into our nation. You know, I'll take the Canadian-U.S. border any day over our southern border in terms of border security. You know, that is for sure. But can there be more to be done? I believe that there can be. I mean, we just had a death yesterday in our state in Spokane from a fentanyl overdose. And by no means am I implying that that came from Canada. I don't know the circumstances of it. But the point is, this is a huge issue in our nation. We lose more Americans every month than we did in 9/11. And that is a real crisis that we have. And so, again, I don't have the data or the clearance. Know what our border security issues are or are not on the northern border, but clearly this administration feels that there are some issues that need to be addressed, and certainly I will not put the Canadian-U.S. border on the same par as the Mexico-U.S. border.
Okay, Senator, final question for you. There's a lot of concern that this dispute could severely damage U.S.-Canada relations. Do you think our long-term friendship here between our two countries can withstand this? I mean, we just talked in the earlier segment here on the show about Canadian hockey fans booing the American national anthem at the Canucks game on Sunday, which is not a pleasant thing to see. Do you think that we can get through this and maintain a friendship?
Well, first and foremost, I sure hope so, and I believe that we can. I got a lot of respect for my friends in the North, and hey, I grew up as a hockey player in Wisconsin, and the hair still stands on the back of my neck when I hear the Canadian anthem, because I know I've got a tough game coming. But yes, I think so. Look, friends and family have disagreements from time to time, and if you hold tight to the bonds that unite you, and recognize that there is more that unites us than divides us. Yes, we can work through disagreements that are going to come up from time to time. And I am completely confident in that. And, you know, as long as we can have the discussions and we can bring people to the table, we can work through differences we may have. And, okay. Hey, you guys are welcome here anytime. And I hope my border crossing still goes smooth after this interview.
All right, Senator, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, likewise. Thanks for having me. Have a great day. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you. Senator Drew McEwen there.